Acrisius, king of Argos, consulted far-shooting Apollo at Delphi, and was foretold by the oracle that a son born of his daughter Danae would kill him. Attempting to evade this, Acrisius imprisoned his dear daughter within an underground chamber of bronze, leaving only a narrow aperture through which Danae took her meals and breathed sweet air. However, Zeus, who conceived a passion for Danae, turned himself into a shower of liquid gold and poured himself through the slit. Thus the great god lay in love with Danae. In due course of time, a secret son was born, and Danae named him Perseus. One day, Acrisius heard the metallic echoes of the infant, and Danae's secret was discovered. Acrisius locked both mother and child in a wooden chest and tossed them into the sea, so that he would be absolved of their deaths. Luckily, the frail vessel caught in the net of a fisherman called Dictys, who took Danae and Perseus to his home on the island of Seriphos and treated them with respect. Favored by the gods, Perseus grew up lithe and sleek. The honest Dictys had a brother, Polydectes, who was the king of Seriphos, lusted after fair Danae. Polydectes decided to rid of Perseus, who was seen as a barrier in his way. Polydectes invited Perseus to a banquet, during which every guest provided a horse to the king. Perseus, not rich enough to own one, asked Polydectes to name a gift, which he would manage to fetch for him. The king then demanded the head of Medusa, the only mortal Gorgon, which, he was certain, was an impossible mission. Perseus' quest began in despair. When he was wandering on a lonely part of the island, thinking where to find the snake-haired monster, he saw two mighty gods, Hermes and Athena, in front of him. Hermes gave him a wickedly sharp sword, which showed no reflection of the moonlight, and a pair of winged sandals, which could enable him to fly as swift as any bird. Athena handed him her own Aegis, a mirror-like shield. They told him to find first the three Graei, who would tell him how to defeat the Gorgons. When Perseus reached the distant seashore where the Graei lived, he discovered that the three perpetually old women shared only one eye and depended on it utterly. An idea occurred to him. When the eye was in transit from one gray eye to another, Perseus grabbed it and pretended to walk away with it. Faced with the fatal threat, the desperate gray eye then agreed to help Perseus by directing him to find the Hesperides, the sea nymphs, who graciously loaned him a cap of darkness and a special satchel. Equipped with all the magical gifts, Perseus soon spotted the foul Gorgons from on high. He then donned his cap of invisibility and swooped down. Acting on the advice of Athena and Hermes, he used his bronze shield as a mirror to avoid the direct gaze of Medusa. Even with this handicap, Perseus managed to cut off her head cleanly, with one slice. Immediately, through the Gorgon's severed neck, leapt her children by Poseidon, the winged horse Pegasus, and the horse's human twin, Cryosaur, the father of Geryon. Perseus quickly stuffed the head of the Gorgon into the satchel and flew off, leaving the hideous twin sisters of Medusa screeching and raving futilely. On the way back to Seriphos, Perseus caught sight of a beautiful girl struggling helplessly against chains that bound her to a jagged rock. so close to the water's edge that salt spray mingled with the tears on her face. The girl was Andromeda, an Ethiopian princess, and the daughter of the king Cepheus, who sacrificed her child in order to save his land from being ruined by a sea monster. Perseus slew the sea serpent and set Andromeda free without hesitation. Together, they flew back to Seriphos, where Danae and Dictys, having been abused by the king, greeted the returning hero with tears of hope. Perseus strode into Polydectes' palace, where the king was at a banquet surrounded by his supporters. "Did you get me the Gorgon's head?" the king taunted. Perseus reached in and pulled the ghastly object out of his satchel, while averting his gaze. Polydectes and all the others were instantly turned to stone, the mocking laughter frozen forever on their sneering lips. After he had returned the magical sword and the winged sandals to Hermes, Perseus gave the Gorgon's head to Athena, who set it in the middle of her Aegis forever. Hearing of the heroic deeds of his grandson, Croesus fled in guilt and fear. But Perseus caught up with him, and the two reconciled. As there is no escaping the word of fate, Perseus took part in an athletic competition one day, and the discus he threw accidentally struck and killed a spectator, his grandfather,